Hello, and welcome to another episode of
Talking with the Next Generation of Leaders. Today, we will be interviewing two kids with the same questions as last time.
First, we have Otis. He is 9 years old.
Okay, what is your name?
Otis Harry.
Cool. How old are you?
9.
If you could close your eyes and make the world perfect, what would it look like?
It would look like that each tree had a different type of Lego person going on it, and when they fell, you could collect them.
Cool. What? Describe a day in the perfect world from start to finish.
Thing one, collect all the Lego guys that fell from my tree. Schedule two, pick the flowers of the money bush, which are dollar bills.
What would you learn at school in your world?
I would learn how to manage Legos.
Cool.
And build Legos.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In this world, not the imaginary one, what do you want to see from the government? And what do you think they're doing right and wrong?
I want to see them elect a female president and...
Yeah, female president, pretty good. What do you think they're doing wrong right now?
They did wrong by electing Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Trump is doing wrong.
Yeah, definitely. What feels unjust in the world immediately around you?
That kids don't get to design everything.
Okay. How do you feel about the climate crisis, and what do you think should be done about it?
I don't know. I think what's already being done about it is pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. What's advice that you have for people that's something that they can do individually to help with the climate crisis?
Drive an electric car.
Yeah, that's a good idea. How do you think the government is handling the coronavirus, and what do you think they could be doing better?
I think they're doing all right.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Anything else you want to say?
Thanks for doing this interview.
You're welcome. Okay, I guess that's it for now.
Okay.
I really like the Lego idea at the beginning. That sounds really fun.
Yeah, every kid should be able to have toys to play with.
Yeah, all of his ideas were great. I especially like the electric car idea.
Totally, and I can't wait to get a female president.
Yeah, and get Trump out of office.
What's your name?
Samara.
How old are you?
10.
What has been helping you not go crazy during the pandemic?
I've been baking a lot and gardening outside.
Cool. If you could close your eyes and make the world perfect, what would it look like?
I mean, I don't know. First of all, the world would be a lot nicer. Mm-hmm. And people would, like, not have wars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be able to see each other, probably, which would be really nice.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Describe a day, like, from beginning to end in the world.
So, I don't know. I really like to wake up late, so probably everyone, like, school and stuff would start at 10:30 instead of, like, 8:30.
Nice.
So, you'd wake up and eat breakfast and then teleport to school so that we're not using cars and gas. And then, like, school would be outside. And we'd learn, like, what we usually, like, what we learn in school now. And then you go, you teleport home or, like, teleport to do errands or whatever. And then you'd eat dinner and you'd be able to hang out with your friends.
Nice. That sounds great. What would we have to change to get to that world?
Okay, so you'd have to learn how to teleport. And we'd have to, like, actually decide to change the world more.
Yeah.
And so that we could, like, have the world be more peaceful. And, of course, we'd have to keep doing social distancing and stuff so that we can see each other again.
In this world, what do you want to see from the government, and what do you think they're doing wrong and right?
I think that they should prioritize everyone who doesn't have their own house or enough food or whatever, so that they, like, people can actually feel comfortable with their life.
Yeah.
And they should stop putting their money towards the military.
Because
if there are no wars, then there's really no point.
What feels unjust in the world around you?
Well, like I mentioned, the government is putting their money into the military and not towards people who actually really need it.
Yeah.
And we're not real, like, everyone, a lot of people are aware of the climate changing, but people aren't really doing much about it yet. And that's not great.
Yeah. How do you feel about the climate crisis, and what do you think we should do about it?
I hope that people decide that it's really important and that we should focus on it. I think that if we try to use less plastic and try to drive around in our cars less, that'll be really helpful.
Yeah. Cool.
Sorry.
What do you think we could be doing better about the pandemic?
I don't know. I think that even though it's kind of not, like, I'm not really happy about it, but I think it's a good idea that schools are closed.
Yeah.
I think as long as we keep doing social distancing and keep, like, wearing masks when we go into public places, then that'll probably be fine. I think mostly what we need is time.
That was so good. I really hope we take more action on the climate crisis, too.
Yeah, and her idea about teleportation was so cool.
I loved her thing about defunding the military.
Yeah, and I totally agree with her on that. The money should be going to people who need it, not the military.
Thank you all for listening.
Have a great day.
And we hope you come back for more stories next time.